Hey guys, me Chase with the Summer Esports Series. Today we're talking with Anthony about fighting tournaments and creating content and getting your name out there. Be sure to share this video and I will see you at the end. All right.
I want to know because nobody else is doing what I'm trying to do here where I am. I should know about starting a new
About starting a new club?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a group of guys that play?
Yeah, I do.
And is it like a is it a team or is it you know like
they're not organized. They have teams. They have organized themselves because I met them after they established. I wasn't part of. They already have teams between them, basically just like a community. Just like how a community. They're all friends. There's no them. When I say teams, they don't have sponsors. And a bunch of all this art. So I see what they're trying to do, and I'm trying to bring money into it.
Do you currently, did you say you posted things online?
I don't have anything posted online. I have a pilot I worked on, but I haven't posted it online. Just use that.
Okay. I think a great way to start, I think you first, before you can really start generating money, is like building kind of like a following. And a really great way to do that is over social media. And you said fighting games?
Yeah.
I think you need to start posting things on YouTube, on, literally everything, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and especially Twitch. And really, really start trying to create maybe a, like a, these profiles on there where you're posting fighting game content if that's what you want to do. And it doesn't need to be like you winning all the time. But you just putting things out there will start to generate, people that notice you. So kind of like maybe, does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. It actually does.
Yeah, so basically, what I do with like LinkedIn is, I'll, like for fighting games, you could do, you could literally record yourself fighting, but, that doesn't need to be all the time. You could, which platform do you think you'd like to start on? Maybe like YouTube or...
YouTube. I personally upload some of my personal gameplay. My channel.
I think if you started on YouTube, and maybe Instagram would be a good place, because it's very visual, with pictures and quick videos. I think if you did maybe a trio of YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, and kind of link them together, you could post stuff of yourself fighting, but I would also maybe get into, researching fighting games and giving tips and finding ways to, talk to, like, get other people engaged. Because, like, the biggest way you can advertise is getting other people to engage on your content. The more comments, that means the more people are, if someone comments on something, everyone in their feed will see that they commented. And so it's basically like sharing, something. So the goal is to have a lot of like communication between your viewers and, just between your viewers and you. Is that making sense?
Yeah,
I mean, so what do you think? Like, how much time do you have to start maybe making content on, YouTube, Instagram, or Twitter?
Almost immediately.
I mean, you say you could start immediately, or is what was that answer?
Almost immediately, because I have like a small fundraiser planned at the primary school this month, end of this month.
So, I mean,
And I can also, sorry.
no, go for it.
Yeah, I can also the fighting game community. I can also get the guys together and see how that goes with.
So, sorry, you're starting to break up again, but did you say you're trying to get the guys together?
I will try to get the guys together. I will get the guys together to like have an in-house tournament where they just.
Yeah. And that's great. That's a great way to, the goal is kind of creating content on these platforms, and that's, having guys together, recording, a tournament is really great. And especially, and then but then taking that content, and you can kind of take all sorts of things from it. You could take the video, like the actual inviting, and post that up there. You could post pictures on Instagram. You could write about it on Twitter, like a real quick sentence. And you can start, giving your own opinions. Because people like to talk about opinions, and they like to
Yeah.
talk about things that aren't, if they see something that they agree with, they'll say it. But if they disagree, they'll talk about it. And that's what you want. So kind of putting your opinions on the tournament, on, media, just, the goal is to try to do something every day. You want something uploaded every day. Consistent media, and people will start to look at you as maybe like what they call a thought leader, which is someone who knows a lot about the subject. So when you're constantly posting content, people are like, wow, this guy knows a lot, and so they'll follow you, see what you're doing, and longer down the road, that might turn into, a large following of people following your tournaments or your fighting content. You could go really anywhere. It's really like what you enjoy, what interests you, and start posting that. So if it's fighting games, you could post strategies. You can post about news in the fighting industry. You can post about what you like about things, what you don't. You could literally read an article and then summarize it, and that could be a post all about fighting games. So it's really up to you to be creative and just kind of think of what could I post? And posting, when you're posting media, again, this is people are going to start to follow you and start to see that this is like a real thing. And they might, if they're near enough, they might come join you, or people earn revenue off of YouTube when they get to a certain amount of, people watching. So, it's really, if it's really, it's really cool. You can do what you want, anything fighting related. I'm kind of doing that on LinkedIn. I'm focusing on LinkedIn, and I'm writing about esports in general. Doesn't need to be fighting. But I do, talk about fighting sometimes. And I'm writing articles. Like, I'm doing my own research. I make, quick videos. It doesn't need to be professional. It's just me on my phone, just talking my phone. And I'm connecting with as many people as I can, just talking, see what their opinions are. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's definitely like the way to go. It's definitely like at least a way to start.
Yeah, and it's a very it's one of those. It's not a huge. The only investment is your time. You don't need any
Your
money,
time, your
you
effort,
know,
yeah.
and it's not requiring anything. It's, you know, if you enjoy it, you find it interesting, then it's not really, I mean, it's work, but at the
Work.
same time, you know,
It's
it's work you
not, yeah,
enjoy.
I get you.
Yeah,
I get you.
so,
I definitely know all that.
yeah, so,
So yeah, that,
yeah, it's, so I mean, what I'm, you know, what I'm researching about esports, you know, I'm making sure I'm doing it correctly. I'm, you know, citing my sources, and in that sense, it's kind of like work. But at the end of the article, although it's short, I know something more about the industry, and it's like, it's basically documenting everything I'm learning. And it doesn't need to be perfect. You know, my articles are very short. They're not, you know, they're not like perfect, but I just put them out there. You know, you gotta
put
kind
it
of,
out there.
yeah, just kind of that mentality like, I'm gonna make a lot of mistakes, but I'm just gonna keep going, keep being persistent, you know, and that's what's gonna win, you know, the persistent posting, you know, aim for at least one a day, but you know, you can do as many as, you know, 10 a day. But it's really, you know, how much time do you have? Are you like interested in this specific topic in fighting games? You know, there's, it's really, you know, it's up to you. You know, it's, yeah, it's interesting. So what kind of, what about fighting games do you like?
I like strategy,
You like the
like
strategy?
how it looks,
Yeah, so I mean, if you like the strategy,
action kind of.
yeah, totally like dive into the strategy and kind of, you know, do your research about a strategy. When you're learning it, document it, write some notes, and then when you're done learning, when you feel like you've got a, you know, somewhat of a grasp of what it is, talk about it. Make a video, make an article. You can make an article and a video about the same thing. Whenever I write an article, I also make a quick video on my phone about what I talked about, just explaining it with my voice. So you can use the same material in multiple ways, if you get creative, you know. And that's cutting your work down in half if you can, you know, do two posts out of one research or four posts. So it's, you know, it's really, people, I think, overthink the social media and making it like putting media and stuff out there. People think they have to be perfect. I say, you know, put more of it out there. Put more bad stuff out. Not bad, but like put more, be more frequent. It doesn't need, you don't need to spend 10 years on one article. Just spend like 2 hours. Say, I'm gonna spend 2 hours researching and writing an article, and then I'm done. I'm gonna post it at the end of 2 hours. That's what I do. I don't go spend all day. So like you said, strategy. I think it'd be awesome, really cool, if you did some research on a strategy, that or something. If you already know something, you could talk about that too. Write it down, make an article, post it. You can post that on LinkedIn. You can post that, you know, wherever articles are kind of, you know, LinkedIn's for the article. There's a lot of articles, but if when you make a video, post that on YouTube. You can write a, you know, 3-sentence summary on Twitter, really quick, or you can link the article there. You know, Instagram, take a picture of your character doing that strategy, or make a 10-second video of that, of your favorite character doing the strategy that you're talking about. Post that on Instagram. You know, it's really, it would be really awesome. I mean, I'd love it if you know, linked me. Let me know when you made these videos, you know, and I'll you know, I'll give it a look. It'd be really cool. You know, is this kind of making sense? Like, what are you thinking?
So, as you've been talking about, my head's just been going different.
Yeah, so
Very helpful.
it's kind of like, it's there's so many things you could talk about. There's so many ways you could go about it. There's so many different venues, like, you know, I would recommend maybe starting with maybe, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Try those three. Try, you know, when you make a post on YouTube, try condensing it from 10 minutes to 30 seconds into a quick video for Instagram, and then tweet about it. Make a tweet about it on Twitter with maybe a picture. You know, you could use the same material on all of those three, and you know, it's whatever you think is interesting at that time, whatever you're learning. Just document all your learning. It's like a journey, you know. And sooner or later, people are gonna, you know, look at you as like, hey, this guy knows a lot about fighting games. You know, you'll build up a reputation, and it'd be really. And then, you know, when you start advertising tournaments, a lot of people are gonna see it. A lot of people are gonna respect. They're gonna be like, wow, this guy does this tournament. I want to go there. You know, that takes time. That takes a lot of effort. That won't happen. You know, we're thinking like years, like maybe 1 or 2 years before people start noticing you like that. But, you know, I've been working hard on my LinkedIn for the last few months, and, you know, I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing people commenting on my things. You know, you messaged me, and, you know, I think, you know, those are the kind of steps of progress that I think are really awesome. If I have someone messaging me, want to talk about esports, you know, you are proof that this is working for me, you know. The fact that you messaged me, yeah, isn't that sweet? So, and you know, like, you know, I'm recording this conversation kind of deal where like I'm gonna use it, you know, in types of like, I don't know, social media and post it, and people are gonna hear your name. They're gonna say, you know, Anthony. Oh, that's the, you know. He does street fighting. I want to, you know, see what he has to do, what he's all about. So, you know, it's pretty cool. And just being persistent. You know, if you have an idea, just go for it. Don't think too much about it. You can be, you know, you can be serious. Be serious with your research, or you can be funny. You know, whatever your style is, it's you. You know, I'm not gonna tell you how to, you know. How you're gonna make content? I'm just telling you that you should start making content. And if you get busy with work, that's fine, you know. But try, do your best to try to maybe get one day. I think it'll pay off for you. And I think you'll have a lot of fun learning, and maybe see the progress. You know, when you first started back, you know, November or whatever. So, you know, does this kind of make sense to you? Like, are you kind of...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You keep asking, like, you're not sure. You're definitely helpful.
Yeah. So...
We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch. I'd love it if you would start, maybe just message me in LinkedIn when you post something.
Yeah, well, I will.
And I'd love to watch it, see what you're doing. Maybe learn... myself, because I don't know really anything about fighting games. yeah, so, okay. Well, Anthony.
Hi, Chase.
I really appreciate you calling. It's nice talking.
I really appreciate your time. And
yeah, of course.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the content, please share it. It means a lot to me. And I will see you later. Have a good one.